Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. What a super day. And let me give a shout out to Mr. Benny. Hello, Mr. Benny.
What up?
How are you?
I'm good.
So we were thinking about what we were going to do for our 10th year anniversary next year for TTR. And so we're going to put a little questionnaire out there to all of the folks that follow us and ask us, if you were us, how would you celebrate with all of you? Isn't that interesting?
It's a good way, but 10 years is a big one, so, you know.
Oh, it's a big one. And it's a 2020, too. It's like 10 years, like it was 2010, and then now it's 2020 coming up. And you know what they say about those 10-year thingies, right? Right? That decade change.
Right,
that's number one.
Yeah, yeah.
And then a lot of folks are just like, you know what? It's just another year. So it's fascinating to me because I'm one of these people that if you ask me, I know what my birthday is, but I don't. Sometimes they're like, well, how old are you? And I'm like, well, I think I'm this, but I'm not sure. Because guess why? I can only count to 10.
What? That's not true. You got. You can at least go to 20. You got more digits down below.
That's it. I can go to 20. I might even be able to go to 30.
Oh, good.
But who was it that we interviewed not too long ago said something like, man, it's like what you feel on the inside. And I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that. That's the way we roll. Guess what? We are having Rena back again. Rena Greenberg joining us here today. And why is that? And so I was talking to my table tennis coach, and I was saying, look, you got to stop with the vaping thing. And then I remembered how difficult it could be to stop something that we're addicted to. And I had a moment of that where I thought, you know, Pat, once upon a time, you used to be a smoker. And so you know how difficult that could be. But then again, what are some of the things we now know and tools we now have in the field of wellness so that we can break the habits of addiction and they control us? And that's why I wanted to have Rena come back. One of the things that I wanted to say, whether you know about what Rena has done for her weight loss, whether it's hypnosis or expanding the field to include stories about how we can literally break the addictions, break the habit, break from the shackles of torture that hold us back from thriving. And I mean that, right? Because if you're somebody like she, then what you know about is you've studied things on spirituality and healing and Sufism. You're an NLP trainer. You know, you're a board-certified biofeedback therapy expert. But besides all of that, and being on radio and television and the whole deal, what is the secret? And this is what we're going to talk about today. Because I want to challenge everybody out there because we're getting ready to do this next year. We're bringing back our Call to Connection campaign. And what we did in that was we took 9 people in 9 months through a transformative change. But today, this is for all of you because I know what struggle is about. I lost my mom to suicide. She was an addict and an alcoholic. And, you know, here we are today. We're all facing the challenges of life. So that's what we're going to get it on about. Rena, great to have you. Thank you for joining
great
today.
Great to be here, Dr. Pat. Thank you so much for having me.
I want to jump into a CBD conversation because, believe it or not, I was at table tennis on Saturday and somebody said to me, you know, Pat, I know you're in the field of wellness and I know you talk about CBD, but have you heard of CBG? And I thought, I have not, but I'm going to find out about it. And I wanted to ask you about the field of wellness, just with that for a moment, and say, here we are today. In your lifetime, and let's just limit it to the past 5 years, how have you seen this field change, grow, expand, and connect with people? What have you seen happening?
Great question. I'm assuming you mean just the CBD, the world of CBD.
You could do CBD or just wellness because I think it's so connected. Yeah.
Oh, it is. Exactly. Yeah. It's really wonderful. I mean, I'm so excited to see the growth, really the expansion of the field of wellness. You know, when I've been in this field for almost 30 years, and even though I'm so blessed that my program was reviewed and sponsored in over 75 hospitals, so I was accepted by, you know, hospitals, medical centers, and corporations. Disney, Home Depot, AT&T had me on site, and we're, you know, going back even decades. So, but even still, I mean, back then it was so fringe, and so now it's so wonderful to see that it really has become mainstream. You know, that people really are adopting ideas of just having more awareness about nutrition and health in general, the mind-body connection, the importance of cultivating our spiritual connection, aside from not necessarily just being part of a specific religion, but just a more personal spiritual connection and how that impacts our health. So I love seeing that all these areas of health that I've been passionate about for so many years, just because of my own journey, you know, getting so sick in my early 20s, and in cardiac care unit for 3 weeks, my heart practically stopped. And so I went on my own journey to health and wellness and, you know, had the privilege of helping so many. But I'm so excited to see now how many people are really kind of jumping on this train and trying to help themselves and others to have awareness and to get healthier.
Well, you know, this is the thing that I love talking with you about, right? Because we are now looking at different aspects of our lives, and we know, and we've talked about this from day one, about the level of obesity. And once upon a time, we used to be talking about obesity of just a targeted group of people. Now we're looking at children who are not expected to live because of, well, let's just say the effects of this, are not expected to live as long as their parents might. And it's troubling, to say the least. So I want to flip over to this idea of breaking addictions, but I want to also talk about the full spectrum of CBD.
Yeah, now, right.
Yeah, now the full, yeah, the full one.
A great question, you know, what about the CBG? So, you know, this, it is exciting to see, again, how kind of CBD has literally, now it's mainstream and everyone's heard of it. And 2 years ago, of course, that wasn't the case. But I have been so, as you mentioned, you know, working in the field of addiction and helping thousands of people to break free from addiction, whether it's smoking cigarettes or drugs or, of course, food addiction has really been, you know, my specialty. And myself, I really wanted to stay away. I mean, I was staying away from all substances. I mean, I was very firm about that. I felt like, how could I be congruent and be in the field of addiction? I mean, I had to be completely clean. So it was wonderful. I was able to break free from my addictions. And then I had created a system that I was then working with other people, again, helping them to connect, make this mind-body connection and the addiction. And about 2 years ago, I wasn't going to try CBD, except that I had horrible glaucoma. My pressures were really high, and I was at risk for needing surgery and medications, and I did not want to go that route. So So very reluctantly, I decided to look into CBD because at the time, I didn't really understand enough about it. Well, I came to understand that it's not psychoactive, and it's just the medicinal part of the cannabis plant, which is the same plant family as marijuana. So that's why sometimes people have that misconception that it's a plant that's going to get you high. But no, CBD doesn't. However, why I started my own line of CBD, the Rena's Organic, is because when I looked out in the marketplace, I couldn't believe what I saw then, and even to this day, all the marketing deception, misinformation, confusion. Yeah. And it's really sad to see people getting, you know, people who are in pain, people who have issues with anxiety and sleep, and they want to try CBD, and I hear it over and over again. I tried it. It didn't work. It was just crap. And so my goal is to educate people, and so there's a whole chapter in my book, the Easy Sugar Breakup book, about how to use CBD, how to know how to get really good CBD, what you should look for as a shopper, and also how to use it for addiction.
Well, and, you know, part of that is, too, is looking at how it works. And yeah. I want to dig into this today of how it works. And then I want to just take a look at the evolution of this, you know, how it keeps growing and evolving. And, you know, I found the same thing. You know, one of the things I found is you better check the labels, because even if you check the labels, read in between the lines, you know, just because something is packaged in the United States, it doesn't mean that you're getting elements that are from here. And so this is really how you work through the narrative on this. And when we come back, I'm going to talk with you about the many, many ways we can look and approach CBD. What's true? What's fact? What's fiction? And then what happens when you combine CBD with apple cider vinegar? And what does that do for weight loss? Let's take a short break, everybody. More coming your way. And by the way, taking your questions, 1-800-930-2819. And by the way, Easy Sugar Breakup, I've got a couple of copies of this to give away as well. So we've got lots to talk about. Any questions that you all have on CBD? What is it? How does it work? Does it really get rid of pain? And how about that super cider? I'm interested in that. All right, everybody, we'll be right back.
Our angels and animals are always working for and around us. Darcy Pariso knew from an early age she felt this incredible presence that was confirmed for her in a Reiki Level 1 course. From then on, she has honed her skills and dedicated her talents to providing answers, inspiration, and tools for people to move past limiting blocks and past traumas to truly live a life of happiness. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Do you sometimes feel overwhelmed by your mind? Powerless when it seems to spin in worry circles or bombard you with self-critical thoughts? Do you want to learn how to master your mind and feel more in control of your life? Listen to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio. Shift from confusion to clarity, self-doubt to confidence, and from anxiety to peace and balance. Dr. Friedman and his many guest experts share the insights and tools you want to live with greater ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in to Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Welcome back, everybody. It's great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. As I said before, Rena Greenberg is joining us here today. We've got a couple copies of Easy Sugar Breakup to give away on the show. But there's something super special that Rena has put together. And let's talk about this. So people, if they go to your website, all they have to do is pay for the shipping on the CBD Super Cider, correct?
Exactly. The page to go to is renasorganic.com, and it's R-E-N-A-S, and then the word organic.com/free, F-R-E-E, and then you'll find a 1 ounce bottle of CBD Super Cider, and it's absolutely free. You just pay the shipping. And I'm doing this because I really want people to have a chance to try it. The feedback, the results have been incredible. What it is, CBD Super Cider is very unique. It actually just won an award as one of the next best CBD hemp products for 2019. It was a finalist for that award at the Natural Products Natural Food Expo at the Baltimore Convention Center. So I was very, very honored. And it is very unique. It's 8-ounce bottle of CBD Super Cider is 400 milligrams full spectrum CBD. And I know you wanted to talk about that, Dr. Pat.
Yeah.
And then it's in a base of an herbal formula. And these herbs are also cannabinoid herbs, meaning, and I know we're going to talk about this too, the body's endocannabinoid system. So it has 7 very powerful cannabinoid herbs, almost 13 grams in the bottle of those herbs. And then it's in a base of organic apple cider vinegar to help with the bioavailability, to help with digestion, to help with absorption. And then the part that I'm most excited about is there is no sweetener or artificial sweetener, but what gives it its fabulous taste, aside from the herbs, is the pure organic cherry concentrate, real cherries picked from the farm in Washington State, and that's it. So it's such a pure, clean product, and additionally, it's organically, USDA organically certified, but I love the fact, because we're talking about addiction, and I know how addictive even sugar can be, and artificial sugars, and even so-called healthier sweeteners can sometimes be a problem for some people who are very sensitive with their blood sugar. So I know it had to taste good, and I'm excited that it does just from the pure cherry concentrate.
Mm. I want to talk for a minute about something that doesn't get talked about regarding this, and it has to do with the range of products, and I want to talk about them. Because, and congratulations on the award. That is not easy to get.
Thank you.
That is not an easy award to get. It really isn't. You know, believe me, we know what it's like to get an award for things that you do. And I want to congratulate you on that. Because I'll tell you, this is an arena that everybody needs to be able to get a product that they rely on. I want to talk for a minute about the landscape, if you don't mind. And for people that don't know, they don't know that there's a CBD tincture, and I want to talk about that. But then there's also pain relief creams or roll-ons and things like that. I would love for you to talk about this from your perspective and what you've created, because right now chronic pain is through the charts.
It really is. Yeah, it's unbelievable how many people are suffering. And, of course, the opioid crisis obviously is a result of one way of trying to handle that. That, of course, backfired. So I'm delighted. I mean, that was one of the reasons. Believe I really did not set out to create, you know, a brand. But once I saw what was going on out there, in the world of CBD, I thought, I want people to be able to get high-quality medical-grade products. You mentioned a few points, like, for example, a product might be put together in the USA, but we want to know that the ingredients are sourced in the USA, and especially CBD, because it comes, as I said, from the cannabis plant, and though it's, you know, not doesn't get you high, but it is a very absorbent plant. And it's that plant family, so it absorbs any toxins from the air, in the environment, from the soil. And so if, let's say, the CBD comes from China, well, it might come from an area where it's not regulated, or it might come from Europe, but we don't know if it originated in China. We don't know. So all my CBD is Colorado-grown, where they have the strictest farming regulations, organically grown, to make sure that it's absolutely a pure product. The other issue is potency, and you mentioned pain creams. I was shocked when I saw how much marketing there is, especially, I don't like to use the word preying, but yeah, on the elderly. And I'm looking at some of this beautiful marketing material, and then when you actually look to see the product that's being promoted and you read the fine print, some of these creams have maybe 50 milligrams of CBD or 100 milligrams. By contrast, my pain cream start at 500 milligrams. I have 500 milligrams and 1,000 milligrams. And I was very excited that just last month, September 2019, one of the syndicated news sources for channels all over the country, Fox, NBC, ABC, CBS, did a piece, a segment on the Rena's Organic 1,000 milligram pain relief cream and how it's helping people all over the United States. And I actually just put that up on my website so viewers can watch it. But that was such an honor, but it just shows it's because, you know, people need to know that the products they're getting are going to be effective.
Yeah. And I really want to talk about this because we make interesting decisions when it comes to ourselves. And what I mean by that is sometimes we make decisions where we say, well, maybe I'll save $5 or $10 over here. But, you know, you have also created ways, number one, for people to get discounts on. And, you know, I was just on your website and I was looking at a number of things you have on sale. And that to me is very important because what I see you doing is, even with all the publicity, you're really saying to folks, this is something that I want to make affordable to people. And that, I think, is the next real conversation to have. You know, you've done something different, and I think this is the first place I've seen this money-back guarantee thing. And, you know, let's talk about that for a minute, because generally speaking, when you're in this arena and you see a money-back guarantee, it generally, one, doesn't exist on products like this, and number two, it is so important to build trust.
Exactly, right. I really do want to make this accessible for as many people as possible. So I really keep my overhead absolutely low as I possibly can so that the products can be affordably priced, and but without compromising quality. And that's the key. So the quality is right up there. So the products are, I mean, they're expensive, you know, to produce. They're expensive. The ingredients are expensive all around. But by keeping the overhead low, I'm able to offer sales and discounts and help people out where they need it. And of course, I have a 30-day money-back guarantee, you know, no questions asked. The other thing that's so important is third-party testing. And when you go to my website, I have it in a few places, one under FAQs, also in the bottom of the footer, that has a link, third-party testing. And that way people can see exactly what's in the products, and they can know. So, and what I'm proud about is that if my label says 500 milligrams pain relief cream, and you look at my third-party testing, it's going to be more than 500 milligrams. It's going to be a little bit over, not never under, so that people know they're getting the potency they are paying for.
Well, I think this is really important in looking at how to make this decision. When we come back, what I want to talk with you about, Rena, is, you know, when I find out in the public that we still have to do a better job at educating folks. And, you know, and believe me, I have so many conversations with people that I meet in my personal interactions, not in my business interaction, but even in my business interactions. It's fascinating when you bring the topic up, how people still believe that this is the hallucinogenic product. Yeah. And when we come back from break, I want to talk with you about that, because there are three elements that I want to cover today. One, I want to just set the record clear for people. It's not the same, not to say that, and let me use like an old school term, medical marijuana doesn't work. It does, right? According to many, many doctors. But this works as well. And, you know, when we come back, we're going to be breaking it down. Why does it help with weight loss? Why does it help with my pain? And why does it help with my mental sharpness? Boom, boom, boom. Those three things. I'm just going to turn the mic over to Rena, and away we're going to go. Let's take a short break, everybody. When we come back, that and much more, we are taking your calls. 1-800-930-2819. Anything you think you want to know about when it comes to CBD? Anything. Anything at all. Yeah, I have a few. We'll be right back.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Gen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Then tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go to ignite the life you deserve. Visit GetRootedRadio.com and tune in.
Learn to live in the light and unveil the authentic you with a Time of Healing Radio with me, Felice Diana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in every third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as I help listeners understand sacred fusion energy and how to connect to the spirit that fuels the very life we live. Explore the journey of spiritual transcendence and ultimately discover the path to peace, love, purpose, and wholeness. For more information, visit atimeofhealing.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Everybody, welcome back. Welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I want to just tell everybody, I asked Rena to come back because I wanted to talk about some of the things we didn't talk about during the first interview regarding her fabulous book, Easy Sugar Breakup, Break the Habits and Addictions That Control You. And anybody out there that thinks that, you know, the habits and addictions you have don't control you, take a moment and stop them for 24 hours and, you know, see how that feels. All of us that talk about these topics know this topic very well, not because we went to school or read some book. It's because we've been there. We've been there. But this part of the conversation I wanted to have with Rena is about now, what is the solution for you in building a powerful mind and body and spirit? And that's why we're talking about CBD today. And I'm talking about medical grade. If you go to the website Rena's, if you go to renasorganic.com/free, F-R-E-E, all you have to do is pay for the shipping and you will get the super cider. And when you look at some of the other things on the site, she has discounted pretty much all of them. Rena, thank you for doing all of this, and thank you again for writing the book you wrote. But this show, I wanted to get back and talk with you about medical or pharmaceutical grade CBD. And there are three categories I drop them in. And I want to start out with pain relief. There is confusion about how CBD works for pain relief. There are some people that think that the only way to get pain relief with something like this is to use, you know, something that really is hallucinogenic or something like that. But this is not the world of CBD. Give us the breakdown on this and how this works.
Yeah, thank you. Exactly. It's not hallucinogenic at all, and that's very, very important because many people who are in pain are also obviously wanting to function in the world. You know, we have high-power jobs, and many of us, you know, want to engage with our children, grandchildren, so we don't want to be stoned. You know, we don't want to be on the couch, and that's just not going to work. But on the other hand, of course, we don't want to be in pain. So the discovery of CBD is just, I mean, and it's, as you said, not all CBD is equal. Medical grade, pharmaceutical grade CBD, you know, knowing where it's sourced, can be amazing for pain. And you ask how it works. Well, one of the ways it works, which is really wonderful, is it really helps to reduce the inflammation. So when you're taking CBD orally, especially if it's a high-potency CBD, it can really, in some cases, almost be miraculous. I've had my own experience, you know, using my own 1,500-milligram tincture. On a daily basis, I take maybe just a half a dropperful, you know, because it does help with sleep. But the few times that I've been in pain, well, for example, threw my back out a couple of times. Once I had an abscess of the tooth, my tooth, and just I took that 1,500 milligram tincture, and about four times in the day, I took an entire dropperful and just dropped it on, you know, that area, the affected area. My whole face was blown up, and I couldn't get to the dentist for a few days because it was a holiday weekend and his office was closed, and that was the end of it. So, but it was amazing because I think it was Saturday to, it was a Tuesday because Monday was a holiday. And I didn't take any other medication. And even though my face was still swollen, I had no pain just from taking that CBD. And so it worked by helping to reduce that inflammation. And, of course, in a situation like that, I didn't use any pain cream. But when something like when your back hurts or your neck or shoulders or elbow or knees or any of those joints, it's amazing. The pain relief cream, as I said, the 1,000 milligram, and that's penetrating into the skin and reducing the inflammation and getting rid of the pain. I've had people, I mean, it's unbelievable, some of the different kinds of pain that people have told me they have, and they're able to reduce or eliminate medications by taking the CBD orally and applying it externally.
Yeah, and the question comes up, how strong of a solution do I take? This is always the question I get when I'm talking with people outside of, let's say, my job here, this work that I love to do. When I'm, you know, with my table tennis buddies, and I get three different questions. Here's what I get, and let's see if you can help me out. One question I get is, I haven't taken it before. Can I start with the 1500? And then I always get the question, some people sell 3000. Tell me about how to make this decision for me. It is for pain, and I've just never used it before. How do you guide people with that question?
Oh, that's a great question, Dr. Pat. Thank you. I want to speak to that 3000 milligram because, again, we talked about it. It's really upsetting when I see some of the misinformation or confusion out there.
Yeah.
So, for example, okay, 3,000. One thing we know is that up to 1,500 milligrams is the highest dose for full-spectrum CBD. So what does it mean, full-spectrum? Full-spectrum means that it's the whole plant, all the cannabinoids, all the terpenes. So earlier when we were talking before the show, you were asking about CBG and CBN.
Yes.
And some of the other, well, those are cannabinoids. So the body, it's actually been discovered that there are, you know, many, many different cannabinoids, at least 60 different cannabinoids in the plant, and all of them work together. So we want to have that synergy of the whole plant. That's what really works for medicinal purposes. So that's one of the things you want to look for, is full spectrum. So when a product is labeled 3,000 milligrams, what that means is, and especially if it says full spectrum, then it's partially full spectrum. But the rest of it, and oftentimes it's not even any amount full spectrum, it's 3,000 milligrams of just isolate. And if you think of the word isolate, what does it mean? It's an isolated portion of the plant. So it's much cheaper to just extract one part of the plant as opposed to using the whole plant. And that's what people want to realize, is that 1,500 milligram full spectrum CBD is really the strongest and the highest potency if you're looking for full spectrum, which means that it's going to be medical grade. And otherwise, you're just basically looking at an isolate, just a small part of the plant. Same with the word hemp. People say, what's the difference between hemp and CBD?
Yeah.
Well, all CBD is technically known as, even though it's part of the cannabis plant, it's legally known as industrial hemp. So if you see industrial hemp or you see the word hemp, it could mean CBD, but it may not. So
oh.
If you just see the word hemp, it could be hemp seeds, or just like... You know, it's just oil, like olive oil or grapeseed oil, avocado oil. It's not medicinal. It's just another oil. So hemp oil is not necessarily CBD, and that's the important thing that people need to realize.
Wow. You know, as we take a look through this, let me roll it to the next question. And the next question comes up a lot. You know, okay, we think we understand this aspect of it with pain, and then folks try it and then they feel it for themselves. The conversation I'm finding most interesting now is, how does this help me with weight loss, sort of? And that one is an interesting conversation to have, because there are technical components that, unless someone's like you or read your book, we're not going to get the same essence. But how about breaking that down? Because that's the one that I think is most important to look at. Yeah, it takes, great for pain. And what is this benefit now with this for my weight?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, there are some studies to show that CBD alone can help with weight.
Yep.
And one of the ways is because it's just an overall balancer and brings homeostasis mm-hmm. to the body. So it does help with metabolism. But I wanted to take that a step further because, as you know, Dr. Pat, the population I work with has been, at least for the last, 10 years or so, has been really primarily focused on weight loss. And so I wanted to really help people. One of the things people struggle with, I mean, there's certainly enough information out there. People know the foods that are best for them, the foods that are best to cut back on or avoid. But so many people struggle with cravings for carbs, for sweets. So when I created CBD Super Cider, which is a product that you've been telling your listeners, they can just get a free bottle, just pay the shipping.
Yeah.
But what's wonderful is that when people are taking that on a daily basis, most people taking about a tablespoon a day, what people say is that they have less of the cravings for the carbs and the sweets. And what it's doing is it also helps to, it has a lot of components to help balance the blood sugar. So it works, the CBD in that formula works synergistically with the apple cider vinegar, with the cherry concentrate, and those seven herbs that I talked about. So those seven herbs not only help to balance the body's endocannabinoid system, but they all help with metabolism, actually even a couple with fat burning, appetite control, and they're just these natural herbs that are meant to help, the plant world, to help balance the body. So I've seen some good results. I mean, it's not going to be a quick, drop 10 pounds in a week type thing. There's no stimulant in it or anything like that. But if we want healthy weight loss, which to me that's the only way to do it for long term, then this absolutely helps, over time.
I want to take a short break, but when we come back, I want to talk about this idea of CBD superfood. And the reason that I find that important is right now there is what I consider to be a craze over superfood. And in just about every label on protein powders, anything you look at, right, has this superfood notion. But you actually have a superfood, and I want to talk to you about that superfood and a couple of ingredients that you have in them. Because the ingredients that I'm talking about are what you find now are one of the most, or actually there are two of them, of the most talked about herbs/vegetables on the market. When we come back, we're going to talk about what this superfood idea really looks like and what that could mean for you, and whether you're looking at an energy, something to boost it, digestive, or getting the greens in there. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to break this down and really ask Rena, how is it she came to create this in this way? And wait till you hear some of the ingredients. You will not believe it. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
What?
Are you ready to tap into the healer within? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the real doctor is the source that lives within you, that heals within you minute by minute every day? The healer within is the innate intelligence of the human body. When we cut our hand with a piece of glass, we don't have to command the body to close the wound and grow new skin. It knows how to heal itself. We do have to nourish the skin by disinfecting it and remove the glass, or it cannot heal. The innate healer relies upon us to assist in this healing process. Our role is to identify its needs, provide the substances required for the healing, and remove the obstacle. Contact us to achieve optimal health at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, "It was nothing"? Next time someone tells you, "Great job," you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self, check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com, and listen to the first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. Pacific with host Sherry Clark. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Look, if you go to Rena's Organic, if you go to the website renasorganics.com, arenasorganic.com, and one of the things you're going to find is, and I would encourage you all to do this, is when you look at the products, there are a couple things that I found very interesting that I didn't know. One of them is you take a look at what is in the product. So renasorganic.com/free will get you the apple cider vinegar. You just have to pay shipping. But one of the things I was fascinated by when I went through and I looked at the ingredients, because I always am looking into the ingredients of things. When I got to the superfood, and this is why I wanted to talk to you about it, is you are putting things in the superfood that most people are struggling to even get in their diet. And I wanted you to break it down the way you formulated it. And what I mean by that is I wanted you to break it down the way that you look at energy, right? In balance and getting our greens. Can you talk about that for us and break that down as to why you built this in this way?
Yeah, thanks. Right. So, you know, the idea of the CBD superfood is to address so many issues that people have. Number one, even though we have more information about eating healthfully, you know, people generally are on the go. They're running around. And so a lot of these really healthy, nutritious foods, people just don't have time to incorporate them in their, you know, daily regime. Like, for example, we were talking about beet.
Yeah.
And beet powder is, you know, such a healthy food. Just, you know, the raw beet have been known to lower blood pressure. I mean, they have all kinds of benefits, full of antioxidants, great for the liver. But, you know, most people really aren't eating beet on a regular basis. So that was one of the, you know, of the 23 superfoods. Mm-hmm. So the CBD superfood has water-soluble 250 milligrams of CBD. But then, again, it has 23 other herbs and greens and superfoods. And the blends are, you mentioned how I broke it down, energy, digestion, and then a green health blend, because we all kind of need that green energy. And
yeah.
So a lot of these herbs are for balancing, of course, full of nutrition, and just overall for digestion and just improving, you know, the level of health. Many of these herbs work on not only the physical body but also the mental body, reducing anxiety, making us more resilient when it comes to stress. And most importantly, you know, they work together. I mean, that's what I love about creating a blend, is that the herbs are now working together.
Yeah, and I have to say, I want to go over some of these herbs and fruits and vegetables that you've put in here. Because, you know, unless you're me, you did not know the value of, I call it moringa powder. I have a concentrate of moringa that I use. It is by far, I think, I don't even know why more people are not taking it. But I want to break this down because I looked at the combination of things, you know, besides beet and beetroot, you know, and carrot root, you know, some of the other things that you've put in here are balancing. So, for example, maca is an adaptogen, right? I think ashwagandha is an adaptogen.
Yes.
And so when I look at these products and the way you've combined them, I mean, this is like a brilliant formula. Chlorella by its own, and I was taking chlorella tablets from my naturopath. So tell us about this, because each of these, whether it's noni or harataki, it doesn't matter. They all have something very specific they do. And
exactly.
Boy, you went out of your way to do this, because I got to tell you something. Most people, when they build a blend, they don't go and get harataki or noni or ashwagandha or astragalus. I mean, they are not doing that. They're like, okay, this is the one thing you know. Let's throw that in. So tell me about your vision in putting this together in this way.
Well, a lot of these herbs, and you mentioned a few that are lesser known, like the haritaki, the vivitaki, these herbs are from India, and there is a lot of research to show that they're, and they've been used, you know, for centuries for digestion and to help with healthy bowel function. And when we're talking about health, almost any area of health, and more we're starting to see, we hear so much talk now about a healthy gut. And it's all about digestion and being able to just digest our food properly. So that's, you know, as much as this, of course, we all want energy and pain relief and all that. But without a healthy gut, we're not really going to have health at all. So I did include quite a few herbs and superfoods that help with digestion. And as well as you mentioned, you know, the adaptogens, meaning what does an adaptogen do? It kind of gives your body what it needs. So if you need energy, it'll help to give you more energy. But if you need more relaxation and unwinding and activating the parasympathetic nervous system so you can feel calmer, they're going to help with that. So it's the plants are amazing, you know, what they give to us. And when we put them together, they can do so much, you know, to help us with deep healing for so many things.
Yeah. You know, and part of the thing, too, that I want to talk about is when you created the, you know, the formula, let me call it a formula, it seemed like you were very clear about how to build the energy portion of this and how many milligrams to make it. And what I mean by that is, you know, building each of these was in proportion, to me at least, it was proportionate to exactly what our system needs, right? So clearly we all suffer from lack of energy. And organic cacao, I mean, that is like a raw food, right? And
yeah, really,
that
really,
and maca, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, and those, what a wonderful way to get the energy, you know, with organic cacao, organic maca, and then again in combination with some of the other herbs.
Yeah.
So they're antioxidants, but it's a clean energy. It's not like a hyper energy. You know, so many people reach for stimulants to get that quick energy. And, of course, when you do that, you're just going to crash.
Yeah.
And so, of course, I wanted this to be clean and pure. So the energy is really sustainable, and it's a natural source. And then, and so there's no, you know, up and down or spikes. It's just nice energy and then, you know, feeling relaxed and then being able to also sleep well. It's not oftentimes, you know, when you're taking things that are too stimulating and then you need something special to help you to sleep. And so we want to get away from that whole kind of roller coaster and just have balanced energy throughout the day and good sleep at night.
Well, you know, first off, I can't believe the hour is already gone. But first off, you know, Rena, thank you for coming back on. I wanted to have this conversation because the other thing I should mention about the superfood, which is awesome, is that this is one, and I want to mention it again, water soluble. And so what that means is that whatever CBD is in here is water soluble. That was a question that came in. So water. If you have, your favorite organic drink that you like, it will mix as well. The other thing I want to mention is it's 20 calories, super low. And what you're recommending is literally only one or two servings of this a day.
Yeah, I mean, that's all you need. It is so powerful. I really find you don't need that much. Most people love to mix it with water. It mixes easily. But believe it or not, what I've been doing is I mix it because I just have plain oatmeal. And then, well, I put almond butter, but I mean, I don't put any of the sweetener in it. And I'm loving it. So I put it. I put that scooperful on my oatmeal and just, it's fabulous.
Yeah. Yeah. I was thinking about it for yogurt.
Exactly.
If you do dairy, I mean, I don't do a lot of dairy, but if I do, it's usually a plain yogurt. Once in a while. But the other thing is, it doesn't matter what you put it with, everything is here. And, you know, I want to bring this to a wrap about, wrap this around to say thank you for this, because this ties into your vision and your mission. Thank you for everything. One last question. I'd love to know your personal message, and thank you for doing what you're doing.
Oh, thank you so much. That's you caught me by surprise, but I'd have to say, it might be a cliche, but I really feel the message has to be never give up. Never give up. The past doesn't equal the future, and we just have to keep looking forward and use the past, whatever it is, even the most painful things, use it for healing, for growth, for self-compassion, self-love, and a vision moving forward.
And that's what I want to say. Let's rock on, everybody. Stay tuned. Another hour is coming up.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.